kedy. Today we're going to talk about a special event coming up to benefit the Valor Home, the Lorain County Valor Home. They have a mural. If you drive by their Valor Home, you'll see a start of a mural that is going on. And they have a spaghetti fundraiser coming up on April 21st. And Rosa G. joins us this morning. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. I thought I would play a little bit of the Marines hymn there.
Thank
as well,
you so much. My husband surely appreciated that just now.
And let's talk, first of all, about the Valor Home in Lorain County.
Valor Home originally was created to fill a void. We have many homeless veterans throughout our nation, especially here in Lorain County. There was a grant through the VA Veterans Administration in 2010 that helped us start creating Valor Home here in Lorain County. By December of 2014, we were able to open our doors. And within the very first month, we had about 5 residents. Now, Valor Home can hold as many as 30 residents. And VA gives a grant of under $40 a day per veteran. So in turn, there's a lot more money needed for funding. And most of that's done through wonderful donations. Many of the area unions have donated to Valor Home. UAW, Ohio Truck Plant, is one of the biggest supporters of Valor Home. Nord Center, Nord Foundation. There's been many, many different veterans organizations. All have helped with the upkeep of Valor Home and the things that our veterans need. Currently, we have 23 veterans staying at Valor Home this week. They can stay there anywhere from the average time is six months to a year. It helps them get a job, have education and training. Substance abuse or anything else is handled there. They have great counseling there, great trainers there. And then the men go on to finding their apartment and having a place to live. Valor Home takes care of all their needs while they're there at Valor Home. In turn, the men maintain the yard, they maintain the facility, they're responsible for laundry and numerous things throughout the day. Once they leave there, they are given dishes, different household needs that we have asked for donations from local companies in the area. Now, Valor Home on the inside is a magnificent building, and it honors the veterans greatly. But in all the times I was going around talking about Valor Home, so many times I had people tell me that they didn't realize Valor Home still existed, or they thought the building had been abandoned. When we stood and started looking at the outside of the building, after St. Joe's closed down and the VA clinic moved from there, the area did look sad. It did start to look abandoned. As we were looking at it, we realized we needed to bring honor to the outside of the building that represented the honor inside the building, and definitely the honor that all veterans deserve. As we looked at it, the veterans who were staying there, I want to say about 9-10 months ago, got together and started helping plan a mural. Now, everyone in Lorain County is pretty familiar with Mike Sekletar. He is the gentleman and the artist that did the murals over in Amherst. They depict different scenes, Life magazine, things like that are on the murals. They're very well known throughout our area. Well, Mike Sekletar and his friend Brian wanted to do the mural on Valor Home. They sat with the veterans. A lot of our veterans that were staying there at the time were Vietnam veterans. They weren't welcomed home that great when they came home. And they were so young when they went to Vietnam. Keep in mind, they weren't able to buy a pack of cigarettes in America, buy a beer, or even vote. But they were old enough to be shipped to Vietnam. So they have their own feelings about war. They didn't want a military scene on the building. They wanted something that represented courage. They wanted something that represented valor. As they were thinking about doing the mural, they realized in valor there is hope. That was a perfect saying from Roman times that represented Valor Home. The men that were staying there at the time helped design this mural. That's why the picture is the way it is. The sword is for the victory that they have succeeded in by turning their lives around. The lion is for the courage that it took during wartime and after war to bring themselves back together to the new life that they are looking forward to. Now, Mike Sekletar is the artist doing this. Of course, Valor Home's needs are great and plenty, so there were no funding at all to do the mural. I spoke with John Sekletar, and him and I decided to get together and raise the funds for the mural because the guys had decided on this about 9-10 months ago, and they hadn't been able to raise any money. So John and I took it upon ourselves to have the Valor Home Spaghetti fundraiser for the mural project. German's Villa was so wonderful in giving us the venue for nothing. All we have to do is pay for the spaghetti dinners. So many different organizations, so numerous to name, have chipped in and given us the things that we need to have this fundraiser. We also have the band Music on a Mission. I don't know if how many of you are familiar, but Judge Maraldi, one of our own county judges, is a band member of that band. They donated their band. Everybody's come forward and chipped in so great. We're having great Chinese raffles there. Now, our spaghetti dinner fundraiser is April 21st. It's at German's Villa, located at 3330 Liberty Avenue, Vermilion, Ohio. Our event is from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And sponsorships of the event are $100. Table sponsors are $50, or you can buy tickets to the spaghetti dinner for $20 apiece. If anyone needs any more information, they can feel free to contact John Sekletar at area code 440-320-6818, or they can call myself, Rosa G, at 440-949-4883, and we will gladly deliver the tickets and gladly pick up your check. Now, if anyone's wishing to donate just to the mural, make the checks payable to Mural Project Valor Home. For those of you that would much rather donate to the veterans are in need of dish sets for when they move out, pan sets for when they move out. They're also always in need of snacks, bottled water, coffee, anything that you would use on a daily basis, Valor Home could use on a daily basis also. Please always keep that in mind. Due to the size of our facility and the fact that donating used items can get out of hand, we ask please no used items as far as clothing-wise or bedding, because that way our veterans are getting what they deserve. They gave their all for us, and there's no reason for us to give them our hand-me-downs.
Rosa, for people who may not be aware of where the Valor Home is, tell us where it is and how you settled on that location.
Valor Home is located at 221 West 21st Street, Lorain, Ohio. Valor Home originally, when we were looking for a spot to put Valor Home, the VA clinic was setting right next door, and there was the walkway that went over the road connecting the two buildings. What's now the Valor Home building used to be a medical building. It looked like the perfect location, and what an ideal spot. We had the VA clinic right there, and why not have Valor Home right there? Sorry to say, since then, Lorain has lost the VA clinic. But they have hopes. The city of Lorain has hopes that the VA clinic will come back and be built a new location on the old location. So there's still hope.
Well, I think this mural that you're doing is also going to draw a lot of attention to it. The size of this is sort of massive. Some of the murals, you know, they have more. There's only like two fixtures in this. There's the statue-esque. It almost has like a Roman statue look to it as well. You know, like the marble look to it, as well as the lion there. And there's a big blank wall that you've now found a perfect spot for something like
this. The mural is approximately 30 feet tall by 35 feet. If you notice the building contours, it's hard to tell that in a picture. When you're driving down 21st Street, let's say you go down Oberlin Avenue, you turn east on 21st Street, and as you're driving towards Broadway, what a magnificent sight it is. This is a win-win for both the city of Lorain, but especially the pride our veterans. They're so excited about this project, and we've already realized that by drawing attention, by doing this mural, we've had people calling Valor Home wishing to donate. A veterans group the other day took the veterans from Valor Home to a steak dinner. This was so nice. People are getting more aware. And anyone that wishes to call Valor Home, the phone number is 440-387-4293.
I encourage people to go also to the Valor Home Facebook page because you've got pictures there.
Yes, we do.
And I'm one of those guys who loves the process. And it's interesting to see the artists at work where they project an image onto the... First, they take the wall and, like any good artist, prepare the surface properly. If you're going to have a canvas, you want to make sure it's all okay. So they cleaned it out. They painted it a neutral color to start as a background. And then they project the image. And then somebody on a scaffolding or a cherry picker, as it were, then kind of outlines it, and from that point on, the artistry begins.
Well, they had originally done the sketch that was doing the projection.
Right.
That's Mike Sekletar was who did that. And once they projected it on the wall, then they traced and sketched that out. That way they have their sheet to start painting on. And if you notice, it's already begun, and we're almost done raising the funds. We're a few thousand short, but we are succeeding, and we hope the final event on the 21st will bring us all the way up to where we can even do the lighting.
Wow. So you're planning to have this visible then day and night? Then.
Yes.
Behind that.
It's going to be a great honor, and it's a magnificent sight when you drive down 21st Street.
You mentioned how this then draws attention to the Valor Home for people who may think, hey, that's an abandoned building or what's going on in there. But it also, I would assume, for the residents there, it gives a little bit of pride to them, too. I mean, people are ending up there at some of the worst times in their life, I would imagine, in a sense.
Yes, they are.
And this kind of gives a different sense to it and a kind of a reminder of what could come.
The inside, for anyone that has never taken a tour of Valor Home, the inside has been done magnificently, and it's really a nice building. But the outside needed to reflect the pride that's inside. These men, when they come, they're in need. They're proud men. This mural keeps the pride and shows the pride that these men have always had and the amount of accomplishments. They get there in so much need. And they do it all on their own with very little help in establishing themselves and getting back on their feet. Many of the veterans that stay at Valor Home are also connected with Lorain County Veterans Treatment Court. These men are really making an effort to turn their lives around. They are really establishing themselves all over again. And keep in mind, many of these men are over the age of 50 doing this. That's not an easy task for a young person, let alone someone that's that age.
What about the people's, their families? Is there connections with that? Or are these people at some point had been distanced from their families that end up in here?
Some have been very distanced from their families. Others, They have too much pride to have their families help them. A lot of older generation, and please don't get me wrong, I'm one of those. A lot of people took pride in the head of a family shouldn't be the one reaching out to their children. These men don't like doing that. Valor Home's not a handout by far. All it is a hand up to help them get back on their feet. All Americans are one paycheck away from being homeless, and too many people don't realize that nowadays. These men are not, they're not down and out for something they did wrong. So many of them, their jobs closed out. They had mental issues that they didn't have medical coverage for. They didn't know where to turn. So many times, there's some great things out there for veterans, but if the word's not out on the streets on how veterans can get the help, how do they know? A lot of us take for granted nowadays that everyone has access to a computer and they can look things up online. That's not the case. Not everyone does have access to a computer.
I suppose now with a mural like this, there'll be maybe more people knocking on the door, I would assume. That's what you're
hoping
for.
I hope so, and we think there will be. And we always do serve lunch and meals to veterans, not just the ones staying there.
Well, the meal you're most concerned about right now is the spaghetti dinner coming up on April 21st at German's Villa from about 5 to 10. They've got a Chinese raffle, music by Music on a Mission. Again, it's only $20. Again, if people want to participate, I see you have table sponsors as well. How do they get the tickets and be able to get that again?
They can call John Sekletar at 440-320-6818. Or they can call myself, Rosa G, at 440-949-4883, and we will gladly deliver.
Sounds good. Rosa, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us and caring enough about Valor Home.